constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
The Bob Tuscan Show with The War Report featuring Doug Owen of Blacklisted News and the Doomcast. We got a lot to get into. Things are heating up in the Ukraine again. There are bombs being dropped on the pro-Russian separatist forces, and that continues to be a point of, geopolitical concern. We'll talk about that, and we'll move to a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The Ukraine government vows more military action against the separatists. This article is up on blacklistednews.com, the source Washington Post. The Ukraine government vowed to push ahead Wednesday with military operations against pro-Russian separatists in the embattled east of the country after a big show of strength, routing rebels from the city's international airport. And Doug, last week when we spoke, the new billionaire chocolate president had not been elected yet. And now that he has been elected, it seems that they are making more aggressive moves against the West. And this continues to be a point of great interest for us taking a look at the geopolitical climate. Doug?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely makes things interesting. A lot of it's saber rattling, a lot of what ifs. I think a lot of people have their calculators out, the IMF, looking at the loans and looking at who to back. But you have the chocolate king now in the position.
No, that's racist, by the way.
What, you can't call him the chocolate king?
No, that's racist. He is a chocolatier.
A chocolatier. They call him the what is it here? I have it. The chocolate class. I don't know. Anyway, he.
It's almost funny to think that they elected this billionaire who is a chocolate.
Change you can believe in.
Yeah, we did the same thing here, but a different type of brown
magnate. That's what they call him. The magnate Petro Poroshenko. He's another New World Order puppet, and he's getting some support from Washington, talking about taking back Crimea, which they didn't allow to vote Crimea in the presidential election. So, it's funny because Vladimir Putin has said, "Well, we're going to recognize your illegitimate vote here." He had 3,000 international observers that poured into Ukraine. Roughly half of the observers were called by the International Organization for the Security and Cooperation in Europe. And listen to this. AFP reported that the region, the Donetsk region alone, Only 426 of the 2,430 polling stations were open and none in the main city. So you can only imagine how accurate this may be. And, you know, all of these monitors going there, descending to the monitor the, you know, 3%, 4% of the population that actually wasn't or that participated, that wasn't, you know, left out. It just shows you, I think, this kind of hilarity. Because as long as you could get there and get the central bank going fast enough, that was something that was a very astute move by Vladimir Putin. You know, get into Crimea, make the commemorative coin. If you haven't seen the Putin commemorative coin for Crimea, you should. And as soon as you have a commemorative plate or anything else like that, it means that it's legitimate. And I say that in jest, but there is some seriousness to that. I mean, if you look at what happened in Libya, just to juxtapose it for a moment, they had a central bank created before they had an elected government. So, I mean, that's where the power and the money lies. And the people, just like in the Ukraine, don't have any say in how the financial affairs, obviously, I mean, the sovereignty aspect is nil. And I can't imagine too many people seeing this is legitimate change at all. But they placated some of the local populists and right-wing Nazi types by putting them in ministerial positions in the government. And it's going to be interesting. I think that it's actually kind of calming down, because ultimately there is the gas debt. And the European Economic Forum, the ECB, IMF all agree that these gas debts cannot be reneged on and that they must pay to Gazprom. So the U.S. has sanctioned Igor Sechin, who is the CEO of Gazprom, or excuse me, Rosneft, but they have not sanctioned the company itself. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, because they only have so much power to really negotiate with, and the same for Russia. They were able to, you know, use stealth maneuvering and the decapitation of Crimea in creating this new sovereign Russian Republic, or whatever it may become. I have no idea. But, you know, I would venture to say, for the Russian speaking populace, probably better than being under New World Order Chocolate King Papashenko here.
Very likely. And, you know, what do you think of the idea that Putin is playing defensive chess again with Donetsk and other the regions out there, that he's allowing these things to go on? It's not like he wants the bad PR from staging a big, heavy-handed lockdown in these areas. And is this part of the plan, do you think, or is this just the happenstance of the way it's going, Doug?
Well, I mean, there has to be an end game at some point for Putin. He's not going to take over Eastern Europe anytime soon, and I don't think that was ever part of his plan. So at what point is it, you know, are you losing in this battle? And it's about the financialization of the whole situation. The U.S. is winning regardless of, you know, who takes orders, because, you know, Chevron's going to be fracking. Okay, so Chevron wins, the U.S. wins, if you think about it that way. When it comes to, you know, winners and losers and whether or not Russia wins or loses, I think a lot of that depends on how much the energy sector plays, you know, how much profit it plays. Because at the end of the day, Putin does work for the oligarchs. I mean, he is playing a game that, you know, in their best interest, for the most part. He's trying to limit, he's trying to do everything that he can under international law, or at least under legal pretenses that he believes, and trying to do it in accordance with international law, so that that way he doesn't have to pay the price at the World Trade Organization. He doesn't have to pay the price in the energy markets, and ultimately even with credit rating agencies. I mean, that's something that they're pushing for, is creating a Russian-Chinese credit rating agency, because, you know, same old guy, Standard & Poor's and the likes, you know, that they bow to political pressure. And whether it's pushing the U.S.'s credit rating up or pushing China and Russia's credit rating down, It's all financial war. So at the end of the day, I think that he is playing from a strong hand because the U.S., the Western powers that are intervening, that are propping up this coup d'etat government, have to, you know, at least pander to the local people enough to provide security for these corporate backers, the energy companies that are, you know, going to be moving into the Ukraine. That's where the battle will lie. I think that that's where we're going to see some really interesting stuff really happening behind the scenes, and that is the investment. How much money, you know, China now, they're looking to invest in Crimea. Of course they are. You know, so there's a, sure, a lot of money to be made.
Lots of money to be made. We'll be right back with Doug Owen on War Room Wednesdays.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
On Wednesdays, we do a thing called The War Room with Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com, and he's here with us again tonight, and we were talking about Ukraine, and I don't know if you want to continue on that for a little bit or talk about the Snowden interview, you know, that's running right now with NBC, Brian Williams, and all that. But we can get into any topic you like, Doug. What's on your mind?
Ooh, what's on my mind? Oh, that's a great question. Great question. Well, I've been following a lot of, as far as Ukraine, we pretty much estimate where it's going to be, I think, ultimately disadvantageous for the people, and it's going to empower and enrich those that profit from war time and time again. And these are also, I think, counterproductive for the West in that it is creating a lot of new avenues and outlets, and it just pushes more people away from the U.S. dollar. So ultimately, that makes it less relevant and less used. And, well, you know, there's always, you know, pros and cons. If the dollar goes down, people will want to come vacation here. You know, when you hear Obama saying, we're going to have everybody come vacation here, hospitality is one of our, you know, biggest, you know, portion of the GDP, or, you know, there's a lot of money in tourism. You think about that. Well, what does that mean? Well, we're going to kill the dollar so people can come here and drink beer cheaply. Well, that's great if you're a tourist from Germany, from Hamburg, but maybe not so good for the, you know, average American farmer, whatever it may be. So there's a lot of, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that lose. And ultimately, you know, I think the first people in all the analysis that are kind of cast away because they just don't matter. Their voices are not being heard. Are the actual Ukrainian people. And the only person that has said it's really about what the Ukrainians want and how they would like to, you know, steer their destiny has been Vladimir Putin with any, I think, legitimacy whatsoever. Although there's no good guy in the situation, really, because at the end of the day, they all lose. It's not good for Russia. I don't think it's not good for the Ukrainian people. And to have this separation, this divide, and to have these, you know, warring factions, countrymen shooting other countrymen, that's really the losing people that are on the end of that. So whether it's Vladimir Putin or John Kerry, the State Department agenda, whether it fails or loses, and whether, you know, Chevron continues to frack the hell out of Ukraine, going to be, I think, indicators as to who won. I mean, it's so hard to say now what is a victory. And even, you know, people like you and I, Steve, that look at a lot of the different angles. We look at the pro-Western, pro-Russian angles. We look at who's benefiting, who's losing. It's still very convoluted to try to figure out who's winning or who won. You know, it really depends on what side of the aisle you're on. Vietnam, the U.S. lost, but Bell Helicopter won big time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a money game, of course. But it's interesting at this point because now we see China and Russia playing the same sort of game that we've played for so long. It seems to me as though they were rather pawns in the last world war, you know. But now they're forming their own economy, their own BRIC nation coalition, as you talked about the Shanghai organization and these other things that are coming up and cropping up right now. You know, so the question is, which group of oligarchs may win the economic confrontation here over the long haul? And like with the Russians in Afghanistan back in the 80s when we supported the Mujahideen, who were al-Qaeda and essentially the same Taliban warlords that are there now, I mean, or at least in the same shape of things. You know, Russia kind of tired out in Afghanistan after a while, and that was the beginning of the coming down of their whole empire. And I'm not so sure it's much different now with what's happening with the U.S. How far can we go, though, Doug, is what I'm saying. I mean, we are out of credit. Let's face it. I mean, there's nothing left. Right now, we talked a little bit about, last night, Nigel Farage and some of the people in France and Denmark and various places who are revolting against the EU. Of course, we've seen the austerity and the problems with Greece and other countries across Europe. I mean, the question is, I mean, when will the bubble break in the West? Because certainly Obama is no match for Putin in terms of credibility at this point.
Well, I mean, here's an example. Okay, this came from Oil Price. Nick Cunningham enlightens us to this big, I think, slap in the administration's face. Exxon, BP defy Obama, extend partnership with Russia. So this reminds me kind of what happened during World War II. You had IB Farben, you had IBM, you had plenty of very rich bankers, including the World Bank, that were really supporting investing and making a lot of money off of the Third Reich. At some point, you know, there was a point where the Third Reich was a huge investment partner with the U.S. Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And you can make some of the draw some of those parallels to Vladimir Putin, you know, having the Olympics in Sochi, arriving on the scene, becoming this, you know, this man of the world, worldly man that was well respected for fighting bears and all that and judo chopping people. And that was kind of the media perception to diminish the power that really lies in Vladimir Putin himself. But, and I think that this shows it as well. But the oil companies, the energy syndicate, they're betting on Putin. So it's all well and great to talk about people being empowered and getting rid of the crime syndicate that was run under, you know, Yulia and, you know, Yankishenko. That the massive amount of corruption and the same, you know, cast of characters being recycled, people have had enough of that. But at the same time, you know, they see the writing on the wall. They see where their bread is going to be buttered, and they look at the war and I think the ethics of it and who's right and who's wrong, and they see that in a much more monochromatic way. Okay, is there a profit there? We're going to make money. we're beyond borders. So if you look at BP, I mean, BP is a country or a company. It's pretty much a country. It's overthrown them. I mean, the CIA killed, right. Well, they killed democracy in Iran by ousting of Mohammad Mossadegh back in 1953, 1954 at the behest of British Petroleum and their monarchical rule over the energy companies. So, I mean, you look at BP and, you know, they're kind of bigger than the U.S. government. During the BP oil spill, they were orchestrating and shutting down beaches. They were working with private prisons, using the people to clean up the beaches at night in secret. They were turning cameras from mainstream media sources away. They had the Coast Guard working for them. So BP in a lot of ways is bigger than the U.S. The U.S. is under BP. So when I see this and I look at BP and who they're investing with, I know, you know, I'm just making this more convoluted for the listeners, but that's the web that has been woven through international globalism over the last, you know, 70 years. So it's much different now. I mean, War is profit, and it's also about the continuation of being able to profit into the future. And that's where Exxon and BP are putting their money. They're putting it on Russia.
Yeah, and they must have something invested in expecting a return, I'm sure. Hey, the Bob Tuscan Show will continue with War Room Wednesday with Blacklisted News author and commentator Doug Owen right after these messages.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Actually, I think they've already got it built, Doug. Hey, War Room Wednesday continues on the Bob Tuscan Show, as we do every Wednesday night, with our special guest, Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. Doug, where do we pick it up?
I think we've beaten Ukraine to death and kind of broken down some of the players and benefactors of war and who are ingratiating themselves with U.S. tax dollars. Big story, of course, one that continues to gather a lot of attention, is Edward Snowden. We were talking about watching mainstream news. You watch the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams. It looks fake. Everybody's got these fake faces and fake heads and fake hair. It's just, it's so scripted. I don't know how that, you know, people consider it still legitimate news media, but it does move people, and it does get especially a lot of the elderly baby boomer plus generations their nightly attention. The kids, they're not watching the nightly news. They don't care about Brian Williams. They might care about Edward Snowden. So anyway, they had this big interview, and I'm sure you watched it. What did you think initially?
I didn't get to see it, as a matter of fact. I have to look at it, so I'm relying on everybody else. The question I do have, and I know that, you know, news anchors and people like that have connections and there's diplomacy involved. How in heck did he find Edward Snowden, and why? How could he get access to talking to him so freely? That's one of the questions that makes me a little...
Really? I mean, he was at the South by Southwest hacker conference. He was on the telescreen. I think that he's been pretty open. He just got back from Germany. He's been willing to talk to anyone, and he's even debating now coming back to the U.S. Right. Glenn Greenwald has come back. He's on a speaking tour, getting 25 GER per engagement, close to. So think about that for a moment, folks. Not too bad. He's making a lot of money off of whistleblowing, and now we're talking about the CIA and the NSA. So one of the things that's, you know, glaringly obvious, he's CIA. And one of the things that I've said for a while is that he is still on a mission. He's talked about his mission. He uses CIA vernacular. The story about Edward Snowden is straight out of a B movie, from how he went from high school dropout to a top tech with this system admin privilege, working inside of the NSA and the CIA, has dropped the bomb. I think people are now starting to pick up on something that I already, we were talking about John Rappaport. I agree with his analysis. If you're not familiar, basically, it's the premise that the NSA and the CIA are at war in certain regards, but mostly for money, for budgets. The CIA deeply ingratiated in Bilderberg. Bilderberg is a perfect example. Fortune 500 companies, the Council for Foreign Relations, CFR. That is mostly Bilderberg cronies. They work with Chatham House. They work with a lot of big think tanks like Freedom House and Chatham House, and they work with the Brookings Institute. And these are the big policy think tanks that create legislation. They create conduits and pathways for Fortune 500 companies to be investors in building infrastructure, usually with IMF dollars. I mean, this is, you know, for most of the people listening, this is old hat. This is just how business gets done. And a lot of the meetings and the brainstorming goes on in these elite think tanks. So that's the CIA. Now, who's the NSA? The NSA is Tel Aviv, the IDF. They are GHCQ. They are the neoconservatives. They are Dick Cheney. They are some of the people that are, I think, more motivated by political influence and political ideology. They do have... they have outsourced much of the intelligence gathering. And I think that you have this war going on where you have the NSA that has a lot of information. What we heard last week about Bahamas, Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras gave us the skinny that the government, the U.S. government, the NSA is monitoring everything in the Bahamas. Who cares? Not that many people, and it's the Bahamas. Well, the Philippines, Afghanistan, Mexico, they're monitoring all communications. Makes a lot of sense. But who's doing business in the Bahamas? Well, that's an interesting group of people. And if you look at most of the drug money laundering that's using or being laundered and used to prop up friendly governments in South America, long history, it's the banks in the Bahamas. So who's in position to have some pretty damning information that you can hold over the heads of CIA and other politicians, you know, you could have another Iran-Contra scandal possibly happening. So this is what we've noticed. The NSA over the last 5 years has popped up all over the place, spying on Congress people, spying on the CIA commissions into the torture program, and on and on and on. And that's because they want to compromise and have control over the CIA. That's where the divide, that's where the premise is, that the CIA is using Edward Snowden to go after the NSA, to dismantle the NSA, to bring the NSA under control, because they can literally control your elected representatives, Congress, the Senate, the Barack Obama. They are the people that know, you know, how many times a night Joe Biden goes to Pornhub, and they can use that against him at any time. Those are the kind of things that they did to MLK, okay, that they've used from the days of J. Edgar Hoover. So it's only now, we're at a ubiquitous technological point where almost everything you do is being recorded. And that is power. I mean, talk about big data, data brokerage. So when you look at Edward Snowden, what has he done? Oh, he has broken up this little NSA cabal and some of the corporate backers that they were working with. And he has sent a rift through the technological world, and it has had huge geopolitical consequences. Not so huge that you don't have still a lot of business being done with the military industrial complex and U.S. companies and the like, but a lot of psychological damage to a lot of these Fortune 500 players. So that's the battle. That's where John Rappaport and myself do agree, and that's kind of the premise. So him saying that he is a spy this week, it just kind of, you know, it's icing on the cake. It makes insiders, it makes the people within the deep state giggle. Okay, it makes the people at the CIA laugh. They're like, yeah, he's on the mission. At least in my humble opinion, what he's brought to light, I think, is something that we already knew was happening, but now they're using this to have, a huge national discussion. And not only that, they've been able to empower and to privatize the collection of information through this new act that has put not the NSA into receivership, but has only empowered, you know, your ISP to spy on you and sell all of your information. They're forcing your broadband provider to read your email, and on and on and on. So rather than the NSA building a bunker at Gitmo or one in Utah, which they may or may not be able to complete, you know, they're just offshoring that to private entities. So my take is not really, I think it's pretty neutral on Edward Snowden, his role. I think it's interesting because he's given all the information to Glenn Greenwald. And now it's a matter of how Glenn Greenwald releases this. And he's already said, you know, and pointed to the fact that the U.S. government, the NSA, is working to keep the interests of the Israeli government first and foremost private, and working at their behest. So I think that there's been a lot of things that have come out that maybe the general public, you know, isn't catching on to, that goes over their head. But when it comes to Dianne Feinstein, the select committees, and other insiders in the Senate that are on National Security Council and the like, they take note of this.
Yes, they do. All right, Doug Owen, our guest on War Room Wednesday on the Bob Tuscan Show. We will continue with this or other topics. Be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Right back at you with the Bob Tuscan Show as it continues. Our special guest for War Room Wednesday, Doug Owen. And Doug, where are we going now? Do you want to keep talking about Snowden or anything else you got on?
Well, I mean, yeah, I want to give you plenty of ample time to hang yourself in front of the RBN audience and allow you to make your comments. What do you think about Snowden? I mean, you didn't miss anything in the interview. Basically, he just talked about the accountability, the NSA's ability to have these powers over the average citizen is dangerous. We need reform. We need encryption. Pretty much what you thought he would say, pretty much what he's been saying over and over again, just now with Brian Williams. So,
right.
It was a good package. I mean, heavily edited. It wasn't just one continuity or continuitous, is that a word? If it's not, it is now. Okay. it was like a news package. So, you know, I don't know how much hit the cutting room floor and how much of that was, you know, the best of what he said. But I wasn't too impressed with it. But, I mean, what's your take on all of it? I mean, I think a lot of people think that there's value. There's value here. Regardless of the guy, what he's done, there's value there. It's bringing awareness to the issue. So what has happened is positive. I mean...
Well, he has documented the PRISM apparatus, of course. And, of course, if you've listened, as I said before, to our broadcasts for many, many years, we've been talking about NSA spying and everything that's going on with Facebook, Google, Yahoo, your cell phone. There's nothing new that we didn't really know, except for we didn't actually have the word PRISM to refer to at that time. And this was one big break. But, you know, I also listened to some of the other commentators talk about Snowden as far as his legitimacy. Is he really working for the people? Is he a working class hero with a spy label, or is he, you know, is he a plant of some sort? Steve Fashinik, if you're acquainted with him, has said for a long time that he thinks Snowden, this is his quote, "Snowden is very typical of what we in the intelligence community would want to do, and that is to create an avatar or an image of a person who may be a traitor or a whistleblower, so that we allow the American public to play off either part of the two figures the intelligence community creates." So, in other words, you know, he's a psychiatrist or a I guess he's a psychiatrist. He's been negotiating, according to his claims, you know, all these years and using these psyops. He thinks that Snowden is another psyop, just as John Rappaport said. A different side of the same argument where you'd mentioned before that Snowden is somebody who gives the military intelligence arm a little bit more flexibility to control the NSA due to the fact that they want to remain secret, and the NSA is out of their league in a sense by trying to play ball with higher ups in the intelligence community, and this is their way of using somebody to put pressure on the Georgetown group, if you like, out of the Obama administration and people like that, and keep the higher ups of the brass of military intelligence secure. I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's one scenario.
Well, I think that the downside is that what they've really been able to hit home is that what he has done is not, it's not illegal because he vetted it through a news agency, and those news agencies always go to the CIA, they go directly to the State Department, and they tell them what they have. So the Guardian went to the State Department, said, "Here, we've got this leak from Edward Snowden." This, according to the Guardian, their take on this. Before, they had all of their hard drives surgically dissected on the YouTube video for us to see, as if that really meant anything. If you know what cloud computing is, you know how infantile and ultimately futile, you know, those videos were. And it's just silly. They're just silly. Well, we got the Guardian hard drives here. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, right.
But nonetheless,
they were breaking them up and sawing them in half. I saw those.
Yeah. That just joke, a complete joke. But the idea that he is doing something legitimate because he went through this news source, basically saying, okay, the State Department vetted what you're hearing. So that's why I don't think it's that revolutionary, because the State Department's okay with this. Okay, if they weren't okay with this, then they would tell you. And Pando Daily has this piece, and I've talked about it two times today, but I want to mention this. There was an outing of the CIA officer to the media by the White House. Did you hear about this? They had a Plame moment. They accidentally outed somebody in the media that was a spy. Well, the CIA was able to, the CIA chief got 6,000 journalists to reveal themselves as pathetic, cowardly hacks because they agreed to redact the name. So all the CIA has to say to over 6,000 journalists, I'm giving air quotes right now, Steve, is that they're not allowed to print that, and they won't. So when it comes to WikiLeaks, I think that the difference between WikiLeaks, and they went ahead and took it one step farther by releasing the country X that Glenn Greenwald would not. Remember, he said that he could not tell you. They broke open the Bahamas. They broke open, what was it? It had a weird name. I've got it here in my notes. Oldemar, what was it? But the plan, the plan to record everything coming out of the Bahamas. Omilsec, something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But the point was that there was one country that Glenn Greenwald would not name. Okay, they call it Country X. I thought it was going to be Brazil. That was my guess because we have the World Cup coming up. We have the FBI and Academy working security. They just had last year almost 2 million people take to the streets, and it could have easily turned into a revolution. It could have easily been steered to decapitate the government. But it was actually Afghanistan. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange came out of the woodwork, and maybe this is if it's legitimate, then this shows that there's a little bit of dissension between the two tactics. He said, look, we're going to tell you. You need to know that Country X is Afghanistan. And now the State Department says, oh, the Pentagon, oh, my God, we're going to have this huge backlash, and there's going to be people on the streets dying, and there's going to be this huge horrific outcry in Afghanistan, which is yet to happen, of course, because it's just veiled threats. Because
it's Afghanistan.
Because it's Afghanistan, and every day's pretty screwy there anyway, for the most part, for average people. And, you know, they're constantly under occupation. They've been that way for going onward of 30 years. But the tactic is different. You have Julian Assange saying, okay, well, with WikiLeaks, we dump the data, then you, I, me, everyone has a chance to look at all of it, and people can report it. The problem with that is you have a huge data dump, and you find out, oh, my God, the CIA was planning to kill El Chapo in these released RAND emails, RAND document, or from Stratfor, talking about the CIA assassination, because it's a private intelligence community, and that was one of the things that Barrett Brown, another whistleblower that the media has really minimalized, brought to the forefront. So, I mean, that in and of itself, the CIA planning assassinations of drug dealers and narco traffickers in South America should have been a huge effing story. I mean, it should have been giant. But because it came out in this big burst of so many other stories that people the media selectively chose from the WikiLeaks, it wasn't able to have that kind of impact. So Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras and Pierre Omidyar, the owner of The Intercept, and other people that are working with the team are determining when that's released and how to have a political impact on it. So those are just kind of the takeaways. I'm really indifferent on, whether or not Julian Assange is who he says he is, or Edward Snowden. I look at is really
the substance, right.
The substance in all of it. And
right.
At the end of the day, I mean, through Glenn Greenwald, we're only getting things that have been overseen by the State Department.
Right on. Well, the Bob Tuscan Show continues right after this message.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial